We recently spoke with Natalie Snyder, State Advocacy Director for AARP Virginia, who gave us some advice and tips to avoid scams, especially during the holiday shopping season.
We know that seniors are particularly targeted because people see them as vulnerable individuals, but scammers are looking to rip off anybody that they can. So the first thing that pops into mind is cyber shopping scams. And as you know, I mean, COVID is keeping us home in record numbers right now. And so while we're a society that loves to online shop, right now online shopping is having its heyday. And now that we're in the holiday season, it's in high gear. So we want to make sure that, you know, if you're online and you're shopping and you see this great deal, you want to make sure before you click on it that it's legitimate. Some of the things that you want to be on the lookout for and maybe be suspicious of are really big discounts. Anything bigger than maybe 50 or 55%, if you see something that's, you know, 75, 80, 85% off, pretty sure it's not legitimate. I mean, you can do your research and find out for sure, but I would be wary of things like that. You want to look out for irregular contact information. So if there's an email address that doesn't end with the retailer name, say it ends in Yahoo or Gmail, I would be on the lookout for those. That's generally a good sign that it's not legitimate. You want to look at the web address. So web addresses that are super complex, those are kind of a good sign that it might be a scam if the website doesn't include the retailer's name or if it doesn't start with HTTPS. So HTTP, that's at the start of all of our web addresses. That little S at the end means that it's a secure site. So if you are online and you're going to enter any of your sensitive personal information or you're going to pay for something with a credit card, you want to make sure that it's an HTTPS so that it's a secure site. If it's not, navigate away from that site and find somewhere else to do your shopping. A couple of other things that people need to be aware of. Scammers know that people are expecting a lot of packages at this time of year. And if you've ordered something, you know that you have a package on the way. And I've started getting these phishing texts claiming to be from FedEx or UPS. And it's not. It's definitely a scam. So sometimes they'll text you. Sometimes they'll email you. They'll pretend to be the delivery company. And it'll give you a link. It'll say, hey, track your package here. Don't click the link. Please don't click the link. It could load malicious software onto your device, or it could lure you into sharing sensitive information like your bank account number or your credit card number. So if you get something like that, my advice is either visit the retailer site where you actually purchased that item or go directly to the delivery website if you know who's supposed to be delivering your package and track it there. And that way you know that you're getting legitimate information. And then also, if you've ordered packages, watch out for what we call porch pirates. These are people who walk around in neighborhoods and steal packages directly off of people's porches. And we see a big, big increase in that around holiday time when all of these packages are being delivered. And I think in general, during COVID, you know, porch pirates have been on the rise because people have been home for 9 months. And as I said, online shopping is having a heyday. So if you can, arrange with the delivery company to put that package somewhere that is hidden. When you order something online, 99% of the time, there'll be a little box on there that says delivery instructions. You can type in there, you know, put the package around back by the garage, put it on the back porch, hide it under the couch on the front porch. But if you don't have somewhere where you can have a package delivered so that it's put out of the way so that people walking by don't see it, your best bet is just to have it held at the delivery facility and then go there and pick it up directly.
Stay tuned for more discussion of scams in part 2 of this story. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.